A setback for farm safety and health across the U.S. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Federal funding cuts and workforce reductions for the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health will almost certainly shut down 12 regional ag-focused organizations across the U.S. Jeff Bender heads the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center in Minnesota.
Agriculture, logging, fishing are really dangerous occupations, and you tend to be very independent. And so you don't have large groups that say, hey, you know, we got to do something about farming safety in the upper Midwest. And so there's really a lack of voice. So we've tried to be that voice a little bit. And you and I have probably seen somebody, you know, gets severely injured or possibly dies and basically have to sell the farm. And so we're losing just incredibly good people. And basically the impact that we have on those communities is huge.
Bender says the majority of NIOSH workers were let go, and many research projects have been cut off as well.
The NIOSH funding has been really instrumental and successful in creating this network, these partnerships, and especially with industry here in Minnesota. Our state has a real inherent interest in helping support farmers. As to how that's going to look, boy, you know, I really don't know.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.